Daniel Ortiz up to Savannah Romero, and Clarence Stewart. And that is just a patented play. She's right in the middle, and they just put it, and she just swats it. I mean, it's just literally nothing else but a swat straight down. And it makes it 10-9. And Brian and Savannah Romero will serve. She serves an ace. Took a little bit off of it, and it came down in the middle of the court. And nobody there for Española. Makes it 11-9. Savannah serving again into the net. And that makes it 11-10. Strange, strange match. Two totally dominated games by Los Alamos, and then one very, very close game won by Española, and we're back to a very tight game once again. Nicole Romero, long serve, Danielle Ortiz up to Savannah Romero, and there's Claire Stewart once again. I mean, they could run that play all night, I think. And now Ella O'Donnell will come in. So in the front line right now for Los Alamos, we have some real power. Clarence Stewart, Aaron Kirk, and Reese Beavers. And Ella O'Donnell will serve at 12-10. And the return by the libero is low and soft, and it just floats under the net. That makes it 13-10. Ella O'Donnell serving. Los Alamos up by three. Barely clears the net. And they will get it up to the in the front to Caitlin Romero, and now Los Alamos is going to set up Aaron Kirk, and Kirk just puts a hard shot off of Savannah Garcia, the 5'2" senior libero, and Los Alamos now goes up by 4, 14-10. So Ella O'Donnell still serving for Los Alamos, and a good job serving. And let's see. Oh, they're going to call it. I was waiting to see what happened. Everything, the play stopped. They call a double hit on Española, and that makes it 15-10. And Ella comes to the back line once again. Ashton Trujillo digs it out, and in a hard shot by Kayla Romero was going to go long, but Danielle Ortiz picks it up, goes to the back line to Elena Salazar, and now Ashton Trujillo will bring it across. Danielle Ortiz, a great dig. Savannah Romero has to pop it in from midcourt. And now it goes over to Caitlin Romero again. Another great dig by Danielle Ortiz. And now Aaron Kirk has blocked at the net. And we're going to have a carry called on Española. Boy, great rally that time by both sides. But credit Danielle Ortiz for some couple of great, great digs there for Los Alamos. 16-10. Los Alamos up by six. Ella O'Donnell, an ace. So an ace by Ella O'Donnell. And now Española will take a timeout. Damon Salazar. So we will send it back to David for 30 seconds. And we will come back. Hilltoppers up by 7, 17-10. Los Alamos won the first one 25-14. Lost the second one 21-25. Ahead in this one. Won the second one 25, third one 25-12. I can do this. 25-14, 21-25, 25-12, and now it's 17-10 in set number four, and Ella O'Donnell still serving, and another ace. So Ella just on fire back there, and now it's 18-10. And Ella, into the net, can't stand prosperity, I guess. So that makes it 18-11. And so Española now a big hole to dig out of here in set number four. And that'll bring Ashton Trujillo, the 5'6" freshman, up to serve. Good serve. Danielle Ortiz to the floor to pick it up. And now Aaron Kirk, he actually goes under the net, but they don't call it. And now a hard, hard shot by Kayla Romero off the hands of Danielle Ortiz, and it makes it 18-12. Ashton Trujillo will serve once again for Española. 12-18. Danielle Ortiz, good job. Savannah Romero, and a hard shot by Claire Stewart. And Claire didn't swat this one. She's trying to hit it. And just barely, barely goes long. And that makes it 18-13. Danielle Ortiz again with a great dig, and boy, going to the floor to pick up the dig, which was going out of bounds. Claire Stewart, she gets it back up to Aaron Kirk, and Aaron with a miss hit, and now that makes it 18-14. Espanola now trying to claw back into this match. That's a Danielle Ortiz on the back line. Savannah Romero is going to set up Claire Stewart again, and Claire long again. So Claire, who usually just swats them down, is trying to power them down to the back line, and she's going way long, and Espanola now has got it to a three-point lead. Danielle Ortiz up to Savannah Romero, and a little dig this time by Claire Stewart, and we're going to have four hits called on Espanola, and Espanola not happy about that one. And boy, I tell you, Kayla Romero really giving the officials a business. If she keeps it up, she's going to get in trouble. So, I mean, she was hollering at the official and pointing at her, and as they called four hits on Espanola, it was almost dinked it across, and Espanola dug it up and went into the net, came off the net. They kept it alive, and then they whistle it for four hits. And boy, not happy with that call, especially Kayla Romero.